The Pew study found that in 2008, the party's split among young voters was 62% Democrat to 30% Republican. But this year, the Democratic advantage among young voters dropped to 14 points, with 40% of young voters favoring Republicans and 54% still backing Democrats. While it's likely President Obama's visit to Madison this week will boost enthusiasm for the election, the president of the Madison Campus Democrats, Evan Giesman, says there's a lot of work to do to get students excited about midterm elections.
A lot of students are from out of state, and we want to let them know that they can vote here, that they should vote here, and then provide them with information about the candidates. So it's a lot to cram into the next 6 weeks, but we think we can do it. But yeah, definitely just educating.
Giesman says there'll be a bigger focus on face-to-face door-knocking by his group this year instead of depending on phone banks and rallies. 18-year-old freshman Cole Demony comes from a small town north of Green Bay. He signed up last week to do some of that educating the college Dems hope to get done this year to get the vote out. Demony is concerned about protecting the federal health care plan and promoting the rights of same-sex couples.
It's kind of like the next civil rights movement almost type thing, like a continuation of that. I think the student like body and stuff like that is going to be really important in this next election.
Young voters on the other side of the electoral divide also see this election as important, despite the fact that it's not quite as exciting as the 2008 presidential election. 20-year-old Megan Robarge of Chippewa Falls is majoring in business management with an emphasis on international business. She isn't a member of the Republican Party, but
I'm more of a conservative, not really a liberal or a Democrat, but I'm open to different ideas.
And she says she's even more excited about this election than she was about the one in 2008.
Because I think that we have an opportunity to change what's been going on as students and placing where our values are going to be for the next 2 years and really either setting the country back on track and getting things going.
For Robarge, getting things back on track means better fiscal responsibility and protecting the freedoms enshrined in the Constitution. Despite enthusiasm that students like these exhibit, both parties have to contend with the electoral apathy among some students on campus. The fact that it's not a presidential election makes it hard to get people like 19-year-old Alicia from Eau Claire excited about voting.
We don't have cable, so I don't really pay attention to it, and with everything going on, I don't have time to really look into anything, so I figure if I don't know anything, I shouldn't vote.
Getting voters like Alicia to the polls will be a challenge for campus organizers of either party, but they're counting on people like Hannah Bolger, a freshman from suburban Chicago, to light the spark.
I know it's kind of trite. Everyone says, like, we are the future, but we really are. These elections are for us. I think the more you can bring awareness to this campus about that, the more people will kind of realize that. And I think young people have the energy and the motivation. They're not jaded or anything, so I'm excited.
That attitude is one both parties are hoping will spread on campus and result in a large youth voter turnout in November. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.